From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Authorities in southern New Mexico are working to determine who planted explosives outside two churches over the weekend. The devices exploded yesterday morning. From member station KRWG in Las Cruces, Samantha Sauner has the latest on the investigation.
Just after 8 a.m., an explosive device was detonated in a mailbox outside of the Calvary Baptist Church in Las Cruces. About 20 minutes later, another explosive was detonated in a trash receptacle near the entrance of the Holy Cross Catholic Church. No one was injured in the two explosions, and relatively minor damage was reported. New Mexico State Police Chief Pete Cassetta says the investigation is ongoing.
These are not firecrackers. These devices were intended, I believe, to do harm.
New Mexico Governor Susana Martinez is encouraging people to stay vigilant, but not to be afraid.
And continue to visit your houses of worship.
Both churches remain closed while law enforcement agencies investigate. For NPR News, I'm Samantha Sauner in Las Cruces.
Thousands of people in Northern California are being asked to leave their homes because of the threat from several wildfires. Officials say more than 20 major fires are burning in the state, the largest in the Lower Lake area north of San Francisco. That fire nearly tripled in size over the weekend to 84 square miles. Wildfires also burning in Washington State and Oregon. Battle lines already being drawn around President Obama's plan to limit greenhouse gas emissions from power plants. NPR's Jeff Brady.
Environmental groups give the new regulations a thumbs up. They like that the final plan has even tighter regulations than the draft version did. The coal industry and its supporters plan to try and block the regulations. They are encouraging states to not comply with the rules. That's setting the stage for a big legal battle.
The president is expected to unveil the new rules at an event at the White House today. After 5 weeks of inaction, investors are trading again on the Athens Stock Exchange. As Joanna Kakissis reports, the Greek debt crisis had forced it to shut down.
The stock exchange closed on June 29th, the same day as the country's banks. The government was forced to close both after an international bailout loan program ended, leaving Greece on the verge of a eurozone exit. The government agreed to a third bailout loan program on July 13th with the eurozone, but it comes with more unpopular tax hikes, spending cuts, and economic restructuring. Since then, banks have reopened, though limits on cash withdrawals and transfers remain. The stock exchange also reopened with restrictions, but Greek shares plunged by up to 30% in early trading. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.
Markets in the rest of Europe have largely shrugged off the slump in Greece. Most of the other major markets are in positive territory today. This is NPR News. Nigeria's military says its troops have rescued nearly 180 people from the Boko Haram militant group. A spokesman says more than 100 are children and nearly 70 are women. Nigeria's military also says its Air Force helped repel a Boko Haram attack on a village that was believed to be the militants' headquarters until they were pushed out earlier this year. French and Malaysian investigators are meeting in Paris with a judge after the arrival in France of a wing fragment that may have come from the missing Malaysia Airlines flight. The part was found last week on a French island in the Indian Ocean. Investigators say it is part of a Boeing 777. Now they're seeking to determine if it came from the missing flight. One of Britain's most popular entertainers has died. From London, Larry Miller reports.
Cilla Black was befriended by the Beatles at Liverpool's Cavern Club, where she was a co-check girl. She signed with manager Brian Epstein. Her earliest records were written by Lennon and McCartney. Her version of Anyone Who Had a Heart was the 1960s top-selling record by a female vocalist in Britain. Cilla Black had a minor U.S. hit but wasn't able to break into the American market. Through the next 50 years, she became known as Britain's sweetheart, hosting TV variety shows, including the long-running matchmaking Blind Date. Cilla Black reportedly died of natural causes. She was 72. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Secretary of State John Kerry in Qatar today, meeting with top diplomats of the six-member Gulf Cooperation Council. The fighting in Syria, Iraq, and Yemen likely to be on the agenda, but the nuclear deal with Iran as well. This is NPR News.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.